Thank you so much for everyone for joining, and we already had the Bhagavatam class, and everybody got their breakfast in 1 minute, and everybody got on the bus. And Grace Padmasakhi Mataji is our leader. She is gonna take us to Mansarovar today.
Mataji, please. I am not leader. You are leading, guiding me. Mataji, give me just 1 minute.
Yes, Mataji.
Okay, we missed the Parikrama yesterday, Mataji. You are not there. See, somehow Parikrama also didn't happen.
Yeah.
You didn't want Parikrama to happen without you.
Yeah, it's all Krishna's mercy, Mataji. So
thank you all so much for staying back for the Parikrama. So today we'll go from Marg to Mansarovar, and from there we will go to Lohavan. So let's begin our prayers. We'll pray to Srimati Radharani, then we'll pray Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, all the Guru Varga, Srila Prabhupada, and all the assembled devotees, so that we'll be able to finish our Parikrama with a good mood successfully. Hare Krishna. So we'll start. Okay, I just paste. So before going, like from Mart, we are starting. I just wrote whatever was written near this picture. I was looking for pictures of Belvan. Basically, Belvan, Lohavan, not many go. That's why there are not so many pictures also. When I was searching, I found this, and they said, because the buses can't, it's very remote on the banks of Yamuna. So that's why, you know, you have to just walk if you have to go to Belvan. Belvan, I think you know the bale fruit. This is the fruit, orange pulp inside. So because during Krishna's time, there were lots. Oh, didn't I keep the map? Oh, Krishna. Mataji, can you show the map? I missed the map. Mm-mm. Mataji, let me stop sharing.
No. It's okay.
You show, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
I have the book also taken out. Go get it. Mataji, little bit lift up. Mataji, can you say where we are starting?
We are starting here
Yeah, there, right? Correct. Mataji, that is Lohavan. We are starting from the top, right?
Oh, yes. Mansarovar we are starting, Mataji.
We are starting at Mansarovar and coming down.
Just see the arrow here. Yeah, yes. That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. And, okay.
Okay. So this place is the 10th forest. We know that Vrindavan has 12 forests. So Belvan is the 12th forest and is situated on the bank of Yamuna. And we'll see the video also where you have to really go on boats like Yamuna and then go to this place. This forest is called Belvan or Bilvavan because, as I said now, that there are a lot of Bilva fruits. You know, now according to Ayurvedam also, they say Bilva fruit powder, they will sell in big, big dabbas. They say it is for kids, it's very good. They'll get good memory. So that's how I know this Bilva fruit. Then Krishna would come here and sometimes when he comes here, these are like balls, right? So they would play with the balls, like throwing balls, like a ball. And then if there are ripened fruits, they all, the cowherd boys and Krishna, they all would eat them. And Bilvavan also has another name called Srivan. So who is Shri? Shri is Mother Lakshmi. So Belvan, if you have to go, this is the main important temple, like Lakshmiji's temple is there. And most of you all must be knowing that Lakshmiji is doing austerities even till date to get an entrance to come on the other side of Yamuna and enter the Rasa Leela of, you know, the Rasa pastimes. Rasa dance, but still she didn't get entry. She's still doing tapasya there. So there is a temple there of Lakshmiji. So now this is very, very interesting, right? Lakshmi is an eternal consort of Lord Narayan, and we say Lakshmi Narayan, and we worship Narayan, and she's always on the chest of Narayan, and she's not getting the entry, whereas gopis are getting entry. Like how the, even in the Nagapatni prayers, they will be saying like from many, many years, Lakshmiji is doing tapasya. She didn't get the dust of your lotus feet, but Kaliya, how fortunate he is. He got the dust of your lotus feet, my Lord. They'll be doing that prayers in Bhagavatam. It is mentioned. So one time, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Srirangam, there was one, like, you know, Sri Sampradaya follower. We know how the Sri Sampradaya, the bona fide Sampradaya, and they worship Lakshmi and Narayana. They worship God. Lord Narayana is non-different from Krishna, but they worship with awe and reverence. With Krishna, it's all like play, sportful. So then he will, when he's in Srirangam, he will just ask Venkata Bhatta, like, why, how come, you know, Lakshmiji, who is an eternal consort of Narayana, she is doing austerities to, you know, to see the pastimes of, enter the pastimes of Krishna. Then Venkata Bhatta will say, no, Narayana and Krishna are non-different. So my chaste Lakshmiji is still, you know, she's still very chaste, because both are, it's not that she's leaving her husband and coming for somebody else. It's Lakshmi, like Narayana and Krishna are the same. But Narayana is worshipped in an like awe and reverence, and Krishna is all in a playful and joyful mood. Then he will ask, like, why there is like beautiful conversation. Why Lakshmiji is not getting entrance? Somewhere I read sometime, I don't remember, some Chaupati lecture only, that Prabhu was also mentioning Lakshmiji is on the chest of Krishna, but gopis are in the heart of Krishna. Like there's one shloka called Sadhave Hridaye, I think. Yeah, Krishna says, my devotees are in my heart. So so that's the special position of gopis. Very, very wonderful. Like that's why they say we have to be the servants of, in the mood, servants of gopis. That mood we should be there to enter the actually the eternal pastimes, Vrindavan pastimes. Lakshmiji, now she's full, like how we know how Vaikuntha is like full opulent, but gopis are very simple, right? They don't care for anything. We remember the very well-known pastime where the gopis give their dust. They don't mind if they go to hell. They don't mind if they die. That much surrender they have. Lakshmiji is all opulent, right? She's Lakshmi, right? She's full opulent, then she has to leave all that and she has to, you know, become, get into that mood of simple cowherd lady to enter the Rasa Leela. Then that's why she left everything and now she's coming here and she's doing the austerities. So one time what happens, if you see, there is a picture of Krishna beside Lakshmiji. So this is the temple, like this is the temple and the deities. So why there is Krishna beside her? Because one time Krishna comes, he crosses Yamuna and he will come to Belwan, he will come to meet Lakshmi. But she is busy doing her austerities, so she will ignore Krishna. So Krishna starts crying. He'll come in like a bala form, like a baby Krishna, right? So he'll be crying, and we know how women are very motherly. They're very affectionate. We can't see our kids crying, and when other kids are crying also, we feel very sad. So she will be feeling very sad, and Krishna is crying. Then she will think like, maybe he's hungry, I have to feed him something. Then she manages, you know, somehow she gets from the villagers, she gets some rice and some dal, and she makes with her own hands, she will make khichdi and she will feed Krishna. And it was fed on one Thursday. They don't know which Thursday. It is in 1 month, which comes after Kartik. So it is fed, and that month had five weeks, so five Thursdays. So after Kartik, this particular month, there is a big Kichidi Mela in this temple. Like they, every Thursday, they cook Kichidi and then feed to whoever come and the people around. So it's called as Kichidi Mela. So that is...
Mataji, also after Kartik month, is Katyamani Vrat begins, and all the girls of... they eat only khichdi. They live very austere life for that 1 month, and they eat only khichdi. So I just wanted to make
sure. Let's pray to Lakshmi ji. We'll take her blessings here. So these are the pictures of Bale one. See Yamuna, lots of cows. I'll show you later, Baba. And this is the Bale fruit. See Yamuna, you can see Yamuna. So this is one prayer that I heard in a lecture, and this is the prayer. It is only possible to gain entrance into Rasa Leela by receiving the mercy of Srimati Radhika, the crest jewel of all of Krishna's beloveds, and by the mercy of her true representatives. So we do not deserve to be in, Maharaj was saying in the lecture, we were thinking about that also, right? We just don't buy a ticket and go to Vrindavan, but we don't deserve to be in Vrindavan. But out of, like, you know, brother and his mercy only we will enter. And as mentioned, like, or because of a true representative's mercy. So Srila Prabhupada, we are so fortunate to be in the parampara of her true representatives, that Srila Prabhupada and all our previous acharyas. So if we make any independent plans to enter Vrajalila, like we remember Brahma in Brahma Kund, he was trying to trick Krishna, becoming a fish and get his Mahaprasad. Then Krishna proved that with tricks and our independent plans, we cannot go. We can go only by the mercy of Radharani or her true representatives. So it's because of Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Maharajas and all the previous acharyas. So we have to be very, very grateful to them, and we have to sincerely pray that we should always not be independent, rather follow them. And now, Mansur, actually, last time when we went for the Yatra, this was the exact route. We like Bale one, and on the way, we stopped at Mansarovar. So there's a beautiful, first I'll show the pictures. So this is Mansarovar. This also came from the tears of Radharani. And there's one nice dome. This is one dome, and beside that you will see one more temple, right? Inside that, see here, what do they do? The ladies put these swastik symbols. So one, then when we asked, they were explaining swast means like sign of well-being. So praying for that, the ladies put with the cow dung, the swastik symbols. And these are the kunja. We'll see in a minute about this kunja, why the so there is a big, like so much... Kunj, near Mansarovar, if you enter, there are so many trees, like pilu trees, like this. It's like this. Like that's why it's called Kunja, groves, like creeper groves. And in that Kunja, in the groves, we have the footprints of Srimati Radharani. So we'll take the blessings there. And see Kadamba seeds, Kadamba fruit seeds. Sorry, flower seeds. And in the temple, we have this. Actually, this picture... Luckily, like asked by Krishna's mercy, we found the Prabhuji was explaining they never let to take pictures. But one time, because they made good friendship with the pujari, he just let to take one time, and they posted sometime in 2000 or 2002. They have posted these pictures. So Radharani, see how beautiful she is. These are the nice Brajvasi rotis that they make at Mansarovar. So let's see the pastime. So if you see in the temple also, there is this painting of where Krishna is massaging the feet of Radharani. Then, so the pastime goes like this. I just noted, I entered all this for the future use if I forget, but I'll tell you the pastime is. So one time there was this Rishi called Asuri Rishi, and he was doing his... you know, rishis, they do their austerities, their tapasya. He was doing on the Narada mountain, or it was on some other dweep. So then what happened, when he was doing his meditation, suddenly out of his vision, you know how the sages, they have the vision, internal vision, right? They see Krishna or whom, like, you know, they're on what they're meditating. So this Asuri Rishi had the, he was meditating internally on the Radha and on Krishna's, on Krishna, then on Vishnu basically. Then what happened, suddenly the Vishnu form disappeared from his heart. from his mind, and he couldn't have any internal vision of Vishnu. Then he thought, why suddenly the internal vision has gone? And again, he started closing his eyes, and again, he started meditating. But the form was not appearing. The form was not coming. Then he thought, what happened? So this sage was very powerful. So he went to Sweta Dweep. Then he tried to see if there is Krishna there, I mean Vishnu there. But Vishnu was not there. Only Ananta Sesh was there. Then he was asking, like, where is Vishnu? Then everybody was saying, we don't know, we don't know. Then he went to Badrikashram. Then the puja, there also Badrinarayan was not there. Then he was feeling very bad because internally the vision is lost, yet externally he was not able to see. Then he went to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha also Krishna, like Vishnu was not there. Then he was thinking, what is this? Where did Krishna go? Then somebody, you know, there they will tell that it's towards the end. This pastime happened towards the end of Dwapar Yug. So then they started saying that, you know, Krishna went to, Krishna is not here. He is in the material world. He says, you know, he went as a cowherd boy. Then he gets, this sage gets like, oh, he went to the material world. So then what will they do? He will go to Lord Shiva. Then he will explain everything. Then Shiva will think, oh, then this is a very good time. Maybe the Maharas is going to start. The Maharasa Leela is going to start. So we have to go. Let's go. Then who will stop? Our Vrindadevi will stop them. Vrindadevi will say, oh, no men are entered. No men should enter into this pastime. So she will not let them go. But then she will say that you have to go and take bath in this Mansarovar. So what is this Mansarovar? So one time, what happens was the gopis were getting ready for the Rasa Krida, the Rasa Leela. And then we know they're all waiting for Srimati Radharani. And just like how the girls get late, you know, anytime. Sometimes we go for the satsang initial days. Like my husband would always say, every time when I go with you, it gets very late. Because we get little bit late in getting dressed. So Radharani got late. So then what Krishna was doing, they were waiting. And then Krishna started doing his Rasa Krida with the other gopis. Then Radharani came, she saw from the distance. And then she saw this, then she was thinking, oh, then she felt so sad. Like, oh, they didn't wait for me. Krishna didn't wait for me. And she started and she entered she just walked away and she entered into the grove. She entered into this forest and she started crying. She was feeling bad and she was crying. And we know definitely Krishna will miss Radharani. How much whoever is present around him, if Radharani is not there, it is never a complete thing for him. So he was doing the Rasa Krida, but still he was not satisfied. Then he was asking, oh, Radha, where is Radharani? Radharani didn't come yet. So he will be thinking, where is Radharani? Where is Radharani? Then Lalita and Vishakha will be searching for Radharani and they will be walking all the way. Then they come to this spot and then they will see this lake. They will be thinking, what is this lake? We have never seen this lake before. And when they saw the lake itself, they were feeling very, you know, very different. Then they thought, oh, maybe this should be something very special. And they started following the stream of that water, and as they entered, they saw Radharani crying. So this Mansarovar, Man is Radharani showed her anger, right? It's not like the typical anger that we would relate with. It's like, what do we say, haughty. So I hope you understand that anger is very different, not like our anger. So like how sometimes little girls they say I'm angry, but that's not a real anger, right? So then sometimes my son says, you know, how do you say that you're angry? No, he keeps his mouth. I'm angry, right? Yeah. So like that, she showed her man. And then immediately they will say, oh, Radharani, Krishna is like almost losing his breath. Like he's waiting for you. What are you doing here? Like you have to, he has to meet you immediately. Like Krishna is feeling like almost losing his life without you. Then immediately they will go and say that Radharani is here at this place. Then in fact, Radharani will tease, like, you know, she will say, that Krishna is black outside and black inside. I don't have nothing to do with this Krishna. She'll be saying like that. And then immediately the gopis will come and say to Krishna that Radharani is waiting for him at the groves there. And Krishna will go running. And you know that Lakshmiji is always massaging Krishna's feet. Krishna now, he will touch the feet of Radharani and he will be massaging to pacify her. And when some small tiny drop of the tear falls on her foot, and immediately Radharani will leave her man. She will leave her anger, and immediately she will go with him and they will perform their Rasa Leela. So Vrindadevi will ask them to Lord Shiva and this Asuri Rishi to dip in this Mansarovar. They will dip and they will get the gopi form and they will enter the Leela. And then Krishna will come and say, like, you know, after the Leela is over, Krishna will come and say to Shiva, like, hey, Gopishwari. Then Radharani will be thinking, like, she keeps angry mudra, like how girls keep like this. So she keeps the angry mudra and she says, who is he calling Gopishwari? When I am here. Then he will say, see, look here, there is a gopi with a snake around his neck. And then they will come and, you know, she will understand that it was Shiva, and you know, they will laugh with the, sorry, they will laugh at, you know, that's a funny, what happens to you? Mataji, suddenly at the screen.
Yeah, and also Radharani gives the name here, Manini. So, because of her man.
Mataji, I am not able, screen sharing has stopped as the shared window is closed. Yeah, so that was the pastime here. And this is a very beautiful place. We spent, like I remember quite, we spent a little longer time here last time when we went. I'll show you the video also. So that was the pastime about Mansarovar.
I didn't miss the video.
Yeah, then, and we know how, we are not going to this temple. I think it's not there on the Parikrama path, but the Gopishwar Mahadev temple, very beautiful. Like in the morning, now Krishna wanted to come as a gopi, right, to enter the Rasa Krida. So, in fact, then, Krishna says to Shiva that he will be the gatekeeper of the Rasa Leela. And we know how much nice benediction he got. He is the Kshetrapalak of Vrindavan. So in Gopeshwar Mahadev temple, who is like, we have four Kshetrapalaks, right? Four, some say it's five also. Like Chakleshwar Mahadev on Govardhan, Bhuteshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, and Kameshwar Mahadev. So, yeah. So, Gopeshwar Mahadev is one of the four, amongst the four Kshetrapalaks is one. So, in the evening, they will decorate him like a very nice gopi. This temple is near the Vamshivat, near Radha Gopinath temple. So, very nicely, they will decorate. But morning is the Linga form. Evening is the gopi form. Just wanted to mention that. And so, that is about the day 23 Parikrama. These are the places. And now we will enter Lohavan. Mataji, what's the time? Should we start? We have time?
We have 10 minutes, Mataji.
Okay. Then should we see the videos and go to the next place tomorrow?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay, Mataji.
Okay.
Okay, I'll show you the videos then.
Mataji,
today I will show one of the videos that my kids have a small YouTube channel. We recorded a bit, so they keep on asking, why are you not showing our Vrindavan videos? So I'll just show one from their video and the others that I... So Mansarovar, where is the Mansarovar? So this is the what our, that last time we went day 5 to day 7. I'll show you their video. This is what? Radha? Oh, this is Radha.
Because Radharani was
this is the Pandir one. Like yesterday, remember the before Yatra was it Pandir one, the Venupu. Yeah. So from here we went to Mansarovar. This is Dauji
temple.
Dauji temple is
there. Temple very. I'm very sick. So this is Balram Ji's temple when he killed Prahlambasura. Look.
Yeah, there's the Dauji temple that we went, the small...
this is Bandir one, where...
This is the marriage where the Brahma performed.
this is Mansarovar and yeah, Man- these are the tears of Radharani.
అలాగే ఉండమ్మ.
మాతాజీ, ఇస్ దిస్ రాధాకుండ్? ఐమ్ సో సారీ, ఐమ్ మాన్సరోవర్. ఓకే,
అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద టెంపుల్ లైక్ ద షోడ్ ద గ్రీన్ గేట్ జస్ట్ నౌ. ఐ షోడ్, రిమెంబర్ విత్ ద డోర్.
యా యా యా, ఓకే యా. థ్యాంక్ యూ మాతాజీ, సారీ ఫర్ ది బేసిక్ క్వశ్చన్.
గో మాతాజీ. All the, they gave some time and so many men were nicely waiting to Mansarovar.
The story is...
Yeah, this is the Garuda Govind temple. Remember, Garuda comes. So this is the Garuda Govind temple place.
Powerful weapon.
I show you Chamoha. That is where Brahma...
Yeah, Mataji, show what he is saying.
Oh, he's saying about Garuda.
Yeah. Let.
In Dwapar Yuga, Krishna cleared the doubt of Garuda by jumping on him in Garuda Govindi temple. So then Garuda gave his obeisances to the Lord. Chamoha temple. Look, that's Bajri.
Bajri.
Bajri is something called Bajri chapati. So we ate it in it was very good. Taste some, okay?
Gauranga Prabhu gave lecture that day here at Chamoha.
I'll share the story in a bit. Here in the cow section. So,
it's at Chamoha.
This place is where Brahma Guru captured cows. If Brahma got illusion, what about us? We should chant the holy names, that's why, like Haridas Thakur. Say we are for the age of Krishna.
Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna
Very nice, Mataji. Beautiful video.
Yeah, the other two I will show tomorrow. They had the pastanas.
Thank you, Mataji.
I will show this video of Bale one first. I'll just quickly keep moving because it's a big video. Just to make understand that how we have to get down the boats to go to Bale one. Go to Lakshmi Ji's temple. Where is the temple? Will come now. Where is it? Uh-huh, yeah. That's the temple, Lakshmiji's temple. Please pray, pray, pray. Let's all pray to her. See, Lakshmi Devi Dini Krishna, do you remember? See, blue Krishna, bluish.
I can see.
Okay. No, see, there's a small baby blue Krishna. Wait, wait, Jagannath, wait. Wait.
This baby Krishna.
I wanted to show that, that's why. See, the Yamuna from Belwan's side. Okay, that's one video, and I'll show one last. Yeah, I'll just take you to Gopeshwar Mahadev also, just because we have seen him. Otherwise, how will I that will go, Jagannath? So this is the morning. They worship him as a linga form, I think. Every day morning they come and so many offers. Okay, now it's Gopeshwar Mahal. We see this in India, right, Mataji? On streets, we have temples, cows will be. So that is Gopeshwar Mahadev in the morning. I'll show one in the evening.
Evening.
Yeah.
The devotee lane, Asuri Muni. We're interested in witnessing the Rasada. Gopeshwar is a standard looking Shiva Linga and is worshipped as such. They tried to approach the Rasa Mandala, the pastimes in Vrindavan, took them to Mansarova. Shiva was unable to answer them. Purnamasi arrived on the right next to the Gopeshwar temple, inside the temple grounds, is the shrine to Purnamasi as
Purnamasi shrine. And one last one, Mataji. Mansarovar, you have seen the thing, but you didn't see the groves, like creepers around, surrounded, like around Mansarovar, there is a nice grove of the grove which Radharani enters, na? All that is there. So around Mansarovar, there are so many creepers. Where is that?
Mango!
Bhagwan Krishna urke khade huye, aur unhone aaj jo urke chand pakadna chama yachana kar rahe hain, maan mana rahe hain. Aur maan manane ke liye unhone apni baat ko ye priya.
Yeah, here it is. Mataji. Around the Mansarovar, there are so many beautiful trees and groves. Just wanted to show that. Okay, we will see our day 24, right, Mataji?
No, 23. Yeah, day 24 we finished, and tomorrow we will be going to Lohavan.
Okay.
Mansarovar to Lohavan. And anybody has any question, they can ask, like Mataji asked.
Thank you so much, Mataji. It's very, very nice darshan. And I like the video where Jagannath says so beautifully the stories.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Mataji. I was wondering, he was putting a mask, but that time there was no corona.
Mataji, because what happened, he felt very, very sick. He has asthma. So in the pandal, when we showed to Dr. Vishwarup Prabhu was the doctor, he treated and he asked to keep the mask.
Oh, okay. He already foretold all of you will be wearing mask this year.
Yeah, Mataji. They just loved Vrindavan. They keep on asking, when will we go again?
Whose sons are they? So definitely they should love Vrindavan. Thank you, Mataji.
Yes. Thank you,
Mataji. Very, very nice.
Thank you very so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the videos.
Thank you, Mataji. That was beautiful.
We'll see you all tomorrow, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, let's
pray. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for wonderful darshan.
Bye. Oh, bye.